This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back our returning guest. It's been a while since they were on the show. They were last time on the show back in September of last year. I'm talking about no other than Gabby Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GABLF. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Ms. Margo Mikhailov. Margo, it's nice to meet you and welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to meet you, Sever.
Now, Margo, I'd like to ask you to give us a reminder of what your company, Gabby Inc., is all about, and maybe also talk about your mission in the cannabis industry.
Sure. So we are a California-focused retail consolidator of dispensaries. So we bought our first dispensary in April of last year. It's called the Mankind Dispensary. It's one of the highest-grossing dispensaries in California. It's one of the oldest as well, and it has a great reputation. So it forms the foundation of our consolidation strategy. We have a hub-and-spoke strategy, and our goal is to consolidate, firstly in SoCal, using Mankind as the foundation for the SoCal market, and then looking for a similar size and foundational dispensary in NorCal, and then growing in around the NorCal area as well. We also have our own proprietary brands that we sell out of our store, and our goal is to grow our brands as we grow our retail chain. My mission is to normalize cannabis consumption and to empower people to self-prescribe cannabis, much like they would any over-the-counter drug like an Advil or Tylenol. So we do that through our retail location by how we merchandise. Unlike a lot of the other dispensaries, we have a self-serve model where all our product is out on display and consumers can interact directly with the product and get comfortable with the product, compare it to other products. You know, we've got a well-educated sales staff who can help consumers find the products that they're looking for. We have a huge focus on customer service. And we have a large display of different products for consumers to choose from. So we want to make the experience as much like mainstream as possible without alienating the traditional consumers who are still an important part of our consumer base.
That sounds amazing. And I think you've touched on this. Like, there's a lot of other cannabis companies out there nowadays. And I mean, why not? The cannabis industry is growing rapidly. I mean, just global sales are expected to reach $33 billion by 2025. And like I said, you touched on this a bit, but I want to ask you, what sets Gabby apart from all the other companies?
I would say it's our management team. And I know that sounds trite, but one of the big failings in the cannabis industry has been lack of execution. So people make promises and not delivered. So we've been very selective as to the team that we've put together, and my strength is in building teams. So we look for hands-on, experienced people who understand retail. And again, you think that everybody would do that, but surprisingly, a lot of people came into the industry because of their love for the product and not their understanding of retail or their understanding of business. So the team that we've put together come from companies who represent what I call the gold standard in retail, but who actually had hands-on experience with those companies. So not people who sat in ivory towers or who were on the board of directors who didn't know how to actually do the work but could supervise it. Our team knows how to do the work. So our president came from Starbucks, and he joined Starbucks when they had 5 locations in Canada. And he built out 200 locations in new and emerging markets, so he understands the startup world. And then he moved to Subway, where he oversaw 800-plus locations with chain-wide revenue of $450 million. So he also understands, growth and well-established retail organizations. So, you know, he's perfect to lead our company. Our CFO came from Nabisco, so he understands the consumer packaged goods industry, which really cannabis is. And he also understands startups because he partnered with private equity to manage their portfolio companies. And everybody who understands private equity knows that they want to do a lot with only a little bit of investment. So he's great for Starbucks or startups, but he's also got that big company experience as well. And then our director of regional sales came from Nike and the Art of Shaving, and he was one of the guys who was in the store selling and managing an in-store sales team. So, you know, we've got people who understand retail, understand the world of CPG outside of cannabis and are bringing that skill set into the cannabis world. And as I said, you know, my strength is building teams. So this is what I've been focusing on the last 18 months and then getting out of their way, which is what I'm doing now. So I'm really heavily focused on investor relations and telling our story and letting them run the day to day. And quite frankly, I believe we have the best management team in California, cannabis.
Yeah, and I think that's just not just words. Your actual quarter one results reflect that. You were up 115% compared to last year with a revenue of $7.3 million.
Part of that growth came from our move into retail. So when we acquired Mankind Dispensary, we also increased our revenues. But it is an example of the fact that we do execute. So we were all about building brands, and we decided that the best way to build brands was to own retail and build the brands through the retail environment. So we did that. We did what we said we were going to do, and we moved into retail. And then immediately after acquiring Mankind, we started cutting costs and leaning out the company, and we've so far cut $3 million out of the operations of Gabby on a consolidated basis. And we see opportunities to continue to cut and streamline and find operational efficiencies so that we are more effective and can deliver on our promises.
Now, the cannabis industry is out of favor with investors. The industry has seen significant improvement, particularly around legality, while some challenges still remain. Do you think that the bearish sentiment is warranted or overstated?
I think it's somewhat warranted and definitely overstated. So firstly, as we talked about just a little while ago in terms of companies not executing, there were a lot of large companies that raised a lot of capital, and they made a lot of promises, and they didn't deliver. So there is some justification for investors to be negative on cannabis. But, you know, talk about throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You know, if investors do their homework, they will find gems in the cannabis industry. Instead, you know, the whole industry got tarnished with the same brush. So I think that's the overstatement, is looking at some of the early failures and then thinking that everybody is a failure. In fact, there are opportunities to dive back into the cannabis industry today and to find those gems. You just have to do your homework. And, you know, the good news is the industry is succeeding. There are good companies to invest in. And I would say that that's the case in both large cap and mid or micro cap. If investors are looking for a large cap opportunity, I would say look at Trulieve. It trades on the OTCQX, and it was one of the first large cannabis companies to be profitable. And I would also encourage investors, if they're looking for junior companies, to look at Gabby. As I said, we have a strong management team with lots of upside who are executing on their business plan. So Gabby is a perfect vehicle to invest in. And of course, you know, savvy investors know that you want to invest as a contrarian. So when everybody else is negative, you know, is the time to jump in. And there's a lot of great opportunities in the cannabis industry today as a result of that negative sentiment.
Ms. Margot Mikhailov, she is the CEO of Gabby Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GABLF. Margot, thank you so much for coming on this show. Hope to hear you again in another 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
My pleasure. I always enjoy coming on your show.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.